You are now listening to Rich Talks and Tips with Coach Courtney J, Season 3. Let's get ready to listen. Hey, 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 Coach Courtney J back with another amazing topic, and I'm just going to jump right on in it because it's been sitting with me for a while. I really do miss you guys, and, you know, I'm trying to get back on a consistent schedule, but those who are tuning in all over the world, I appreciate you, and I thank you for sticking in with me and just being a part of this community and just getting what it is that you need for your particular season and moment. So this topic today is the battles you fight. Like, we gotta be careful on the type of energy we put into certain things. And when I say, I have been using this term lately, I pick my battles. And I just kept hearing myself say that, I pick my battles. That means I know what I'm going to give energy to, and I understand what I'm not going to give energy to. I know what I'm going to deliberately deal with, and I know what I'm deliberately not going to deal with. I'm not going to continue to fight with people who ain't fighting for me. I'm not going to continue to put up with attitudes that I don't have to put up with. And so that's having a very clear understanding on what it is that you want for you. Having a clear understanding on what you're going to tolerate and what you're not going to tolerate. It's having a clear understanding on what you value and the boundaries that you have put in place for you to have the life that you desire. In this time frame, guys, we gotta know our battles. We gotta know our place in those particular situations. We gotta know what it is that we're going to give energy to, what's worth giving our energy to, and how we should go about doing that. I tell my 9-year-old all the time, to do this, to do that, to do that. And she likes to go back and forth, back and forth. And it has gotten to the place where I say, you know what? This is not a battle that I want to fight today. I'm not going to do it. And so I allow her to figure it out. When she sees that I'm not participating in that battle, then she eventually gets her life together. But if it's something that I know that I can deliberately go ahead and get a positive outcome out of it, then I'll take my time and go through the steps. But as human beings, we have to get to that headspace, that mindset of understanding what it is that we're going to continue to give our time to, what it is that we need to stop giving our time to, and what it is that we really need to probably put more time into to get the outcomes that we really do desire. Pick your battles, sweethearts. Know what it is that you're fighting. Know what it is that you're fighting for. And if it's not nothing that's conducive to the lifestyle that you're looking forward to living while you have this time here on earth, like, be wise. Be wise. And if you're not sure on how that is possible, then connect with someone. Seek wise counsel. Get a therapist if you've been fighting battles and you're just like, I'm not getting anywhere. I need some help. Like, it's people out here, professionals who are certified in these areas to help shift us to new levels. Hey, I am a helping professional. I can speak from experience. I help people all day, every day. But if I don't help myself, then how can I be sufficient for others? Right? So that was just something that hit me while I was in the car. and it just was like, you know, what battles are you fighting? Like, are they worth it? Do you know why you're in that predicament? Do you understand what it is that you're doing? Like, pick your battles. Pick your battles. Pick your battles. Understand what it is. At the end of the day, it's just understanding what you're going to give energy to and what you're not going to give energy to. What you're going to tolerate, what you're not going to tolerate. If you do not have a clear sense or consciousness of who self is, meaning who you are as an individual and as a person, then it's going to be hard for you to determine this particular area. You're not going to understand what you're giving your energy to, because you're going to feel as if this is something that you have to do every single day. No, no, no is a statement. No is an answer. Sometimes you have to say no. And if you haven't gotten to that place yet, then I suggest that you connect with someone. Those of you who this is your first time tuning in and listening to me, I appreciate you and I thank you. Please subscribe and follow me on social medias, platforms. But I am a certified life coach. Rich LLC, Royally Impacting Clients Holistically Coaching Services. I provide services to women between the ages of 30 and 45. Those of you who want to come through, you can. I will talk to anyone. But I help women get to a place of understanding who you are, what you have to offer, and what you need to do in order to get to the better, to the next level of living a better life for yourself. I help you do that. Okay? So connect with me. Connect with me. I love to hear from you. Pick your battles, ladies. Gentlemen, if you're out there. Young people, if you're listening, pick your battles. Don't give your energy away freely. Your time is your time. Use it wisely. We only get one chance to live today. So live it to the best of your ability. Never for a long episode, but always for a great, impactful experience here with Coach Courtney J. Thank you for tuning in to this week's Car Chronicles. Talk to you soon. Bye. If you're interested in supporting Rich Talks, Tips, and Strategies podcast hosted by Coach Courtney J, you can support with a small monthly donation to sustain future episodes. Just click the link for more information. Thank you for your support.